Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So our friend Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We've missed him the last couple of weeks. We've had a juggled schedule, but we welcome him back to the show. Lee Sterling, a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I want to start with the Canes, Lee. I want to get through our picks before we run out of time since we went long. I don't even know what we were talking about in the last segment, but we were talking about something. Canes tomorrow at Hard Rock are 15.5-point favorites, the last I looked, over NC State. You have a side on that game?
Crazy how some of these UM games have gone right down to the wire. Miami covered a couple weeks ago, pushing across the touchdown less than 2 minutes ago. And then last week, they blow the cover, allow a touchdown. I think the line's too high. C.J. Bailey is a quality quarterback. He's actually running the ball more for North Carolina State. You think about it, he started since a true freshman. So it's a guy that's had almost 20 starts for his team. Problem is their defense. Their linebackers have to make a lot of tackles. Channing, you would not like to play for this team. So they're making a lot of tackles downfield, too.
Say, and all that line of scrimmage, I'm good, but yeah, I'm not chasing nobody all day.
And you're even better when you got two big guys right in front of you, right?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
So it hasn't been the case. Their linebackers have been great, but other than that, not much else. But they can score. Dave Dorn, believe it or not, he's in his 13th year. He is usually 6-6, 7-5. He could use this a win here, or else he's going to have to notch a win against probably North Carolina to get into the bowl. So I think Miami wins this game. I think their offense is going to be enough. They got to start changing something. Do some hurry up. Got to do something different here. If you have more talent, you want more possessions, and it's been brought up by a bunch of people. But against teams like this, this is what you got to do because you have more depth here. I'm going to say Miami wins this game 41-31, but North Carolina State covers 14.5.
You're disappointed with the Canes this season.
I wouldn't say disappointed. I would say what's bothered me is we started off great, just like last year. And it's the same thing over, except for the defense. Defense has been good except for an overtime against SMU. I'm disappointed in the offense. I think everyone's tired of the, you know, that running play right up the middle, almost the same thing. I think Miami's going to go after probably a dual threat quarterback next year. I'm gonna go on record. I don't think Lenore Sellers is the guy. I don't think he's that accurate. Completed 65% of his passes last year, just 61 this year, and only run for 158 yards this year. I don't think he's the guy. I think there's other guys that would be better served to do what they want to do.
Because that seemed to be the news percolating all week long, was that he's coming to Miami next season.
Right.
Yeah. How about the Dolphins game? The Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites over the Commanders Sunday morning in Spain.
Yeah. So Washington, you think about bad defenses, this is the worst defense in the NFL, giving up almost 36 points per game. They can't stop that zone blocking off-tackle running play that Miami runs. Secondary is horrendous. No, they move between the 20s. I mean, you watch Marcus Mariota. He's not bad. Got two quarterbacks from Hawaii. When I just did a show a couple hours ago, Hawaii, they're fired up for this game. They're going to have to get up early to watch this game.
And oh, Hawaii's going to have to get up way early. Whoa, 9:30 for us. What time they have to? What time do they start there? 5:30.
I think they might be 6 hours. They're at least 5 hours back right now. So, man. Either 5 or 6 hours. It's going to be real early. So, I think Tua's going to do a number on them here. And don't love the play calling also in the red zone for the Commanders. Dolphins win two in a row here, 31-24.
Wow.
What are you going to do, Mark? You're usually going out for just waking up, getting ready to go out for.
You know that I get up late. I mean, he's invited me down before, you know, to Coconut Grove. And I'm like, I don't get up till late. So this one's a stretch for me to be up active and kind of locked in by 9:30. Right. But I actually will be setting my alarm. 7 a.m. is when Game Day Uncensored with Solana and Tobin starts. Ooh, on 104.3 FM, and I never miss that. And so I'll have to get up at 7 a.m. to hear that. What time are you guys doing Porpoise Picks? What is it?
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you forgot. You're such a big fan of the show. Porpoise Props.
Porpoise Props, man. That is my favorite segment when you guys do that. When will you be doing that?
It depends. We're kind of having to shuffle our schedule around.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Understood. Yeah.
And if they don't do well, we're going to call it Porous Picks.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm famous for, Porous Picks. Give us one more before we run out of time. I'm fascinated with this game. First of all, I like knowing what's going on in the AFC East, and we saw the Jets and the Patriots yesterday. Buffalo is a 5.5-point favorite. By the way, you have the Dolphins covering, right? I got that right. Yes. You have the Dolphins covering. Buffalo is a 5.5-point favorite hosting Baker Mayfield and Tampa on Sunday.
Well, without Bucky Irvin, they have only run for between 156 and 113 yards last five games. That's a real problem. Obviously, no Mike Evans. That certainly has been a problem for him. And no Chris Godwin. So Baker Mayfield looks lost right now. He looks frustrated. Just look at his face here. Buffalo, they don't have to worry about that off-tackle zone-blocking run because Tampa Bay just can't do it with White. Rashad White just not good enough, and their line not good enough also. So bounce back here for Buffalo, 28-20.
Bounce back from Dolphins. The drubbing they took at the hands of our Miami Dolphins. So Lee Sterling likes NC State to cover. He likes the Canes to win tomorrow, but NC State with the points. Likes the Dolphins laying the points. Likes Buffalo laying the points. Website is ParamountSports.com. And you can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well. And we will speak with you next Friday, Lee.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See
you. There you go. Lee Sterling. And I knew it was Porpoise Picks.
Props.
Is that what it is?
There you go, Hawk.
I knew it was Prop Picks. What's it called? 7 a.m. Sunday morning, Game Day Uncensored.
I used to listen, but Solana won't involve me in the show.
Yeah, you used to text him while he was doing the show. You can't text him while he's doing the show. He's busy.
Giving him some info, inside track. I don't know.
What time do you guys do inside track?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.